After a four-year delay, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is cracking down on a company that allegedly sold suspicious orders of opioid pills. The DEA says it will strip the firm Morrison Dixon of its license to sell pain pills within 90 days unless some kind of settlement is reached. Critics say the government waited too long to take this action. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann is covering this. Hi.
Hi, Ari.
What did the government say this company did wrong?
So Morrison Dixon's one of the four biggest drug wholesalers in the country. And like those other corporations, they earned a lot of money shipping vast quantities of these opioid pills, these highly addictive pain pills. The DEA says over a four-year period, Morrison Dixon shipped roughly 12,000 suspiciously large orders of pills without notifying authorities. So back in 2019, a federal judge concluded the company acted with cavalier disregard for federal safety rules. He urged the DEA to revoke the company's opioid license. So today, the DEA finally acted. In this order signed by DEA Administrator Ann Milgram, the government says the firm failed to accept responsibility, and I'm quoting here, for the full extent of their wrongdoing and the potential harm it caused.
So four-year delay in taking action. Why did the government take so long?
Yeah, the DEA acknowledges this took years longer than typical. They blame the delays on the company's legal filings and on disruptions caused by the pandemic. But there's something interesting here. This delay follows closely on an investigation published by the Associated Press. The AP found one of the DEA's top officials, a guy named Louis Milioni, actually worked as a consultant for Morrison Dixon as the company was scrambling to avoid punishment. Milioni then joined the DEA in 2021, and this has raised concerns about the revolving door between the pharmaceutical industry and government regulators. In its legal filings, the DEA says Milioni recused himself from any role in this case. They say he did not influence these delays.
Now that the government has acted, what does the company say?
Well, they sent a statement to NPR, and they actually thanked the DEA for not revoking their opioid license immediately. There is now this final 90-day window for the company to work to reach some kind of settlement. And the company says they have already done a lot of work to improve safety systems and to improve their compliance with federal opioid rules.
Put this into context for us. What role did drug distributors like this company play in the overall opioid crisis?
Yeah. So what government officials and public health experts say is that these companies continue to sell and ship just vast quantities of pain pills to pharmacies all over the U.S. long after it became clear that these pills were being diverted and abused. Addiction rates and overdose deaths were soaring. It's also widely believed that these corporate practices really opened the floodgates to the wider opioid problem we're grappling with now, you know, street drugs like heroin and fentanyl. It's important to say the other three big distributors involved in the opioid business, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, they have been allowed to continue selling pain pills, and they've never acknowledged any wrongdoing, though they have agreed to pay more than $21 billion in settlements. One other thing here is that there has been intense criticism of the DEA and other federal regulators for not cracking down on all of these companies faster. So the delay in this case, it's renewed concerns that the government still isn't doing this oversight fast enough or aggressively enough.
NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann, thank you.
Thank you.